The Dose of Fat, show number 130 for Friday, November 17th, 2017.
From the city named after Dolly Madison Snack Cakes, it's The Dose of Fat, Leia and Gomez.
Greetings. It's good to be back. And Fat, over in the control room, we got to be careful tonight because Gomez has a bike, new bike boner.
A bearded new bike boner.
he's all over the place tonight.
Aloha, and welcome to Fantasy Island. Or rather, Fat Bike Radio, I'm your Uncle Gomez.
Hey, and let me start off the show by introducing our listeners to our color announcer, the Spinner Ryerson.
Yeah! Hello, I am literally the whitest guy in here. I don't know why I'm the color announcer, but... I'll say something.
Good. You are. And our show is sponsored by Surly Wax Cotton Jacket. It's lined with merino wool and comes stylishly appointed. And Gomez will be modeling one out in the parking lot later in the show. And that's all he will be wearing.
No pants.
The Surly Wax Cotton Jacket has the simple utility of a barn coat fused with the rebel flair of a motorcycle jacket.
Learn more about fashion fusion, Viking proverbs, and steel bikes. It's surlybikes.com.
And why don't you tell the kids at home what we'll be covering on this week's show, Spinner and Ski?
Well, we start the show with the event of the week. We already... Oh, the Snow Crown Fat Bike Series. We will talk...
Pre-recorded and then we slip it in.
We slip it in. I missed it.
Oh, man.
This is one of those shows. The Ice Math... Ice Man Cometh recap. I heard that was a lot of fun. We welcome special guest, current ITI 350 champ and racing legend, Jay Peterberry, to talk about fat pursuits and winter camp. We'll go to the Fat Bike Radio News Desk in Spooner, Wisconsin.
Spooner blows!
The Fat Bike News is sponsored by Huge Jazz Fat Bike Race Series. That's a mouthful. There we go. And in our special segment, we check in with how training is coming along for the Ice Queen versus the Viking.
Does walking my dog every morning for 2 months count as training?
Are you picking up shit?
Luna!
Luna!
We have trail dog in the studio.
Luna's in the studio.
She's like, what, guys? What? What?
Yeah, come on.
What's going on? She's a beautiful Weinheimer.
She is.
And while we're giving shout-outs, I'm going to shout-out to our Fat Bassetter, Travis, who stays in touch with me and always sends me some interesting pictures via the message. And I actually heard from our old friend Old Bear. He called in. He's moved to Louisiana, and he sent me a blurry picture of a sandy swamp, kind of the looking place that he says he rides. So hey, shout out to Old Bear and Travis. Mm-hmm. Travis, we should get Travis on the show.
We should.
But you know what we're going to do now? You know what's next?
What is next, Gomez?
It's the event of the week. Ooh. With Leia saying many words.
All right. We're starting out with the Iceman Cometh. All right. So this race is the biggest mountain bike race in the country. Had over 4,100 racers. They got to put this thing off with 56 waves. So it's all morning long.
I've been there at the start.
Really?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
What's the Schwamigan? This is way bigger than Schwamigan?
Yeah.
Just as big, at least.
It's bigger. Really? Okay. It's the biggest. Definitely pays out more.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Schwamigan, you get like a cup.
2,500 people. So
Fat Bike 40 is. Okay.
4,100. That's like more.
Yeah, it's a couple more.
That's just probably more.
This race is so big, I think we've talked about it for the last three shows.
Well, we're done after this week because I've had enough of it.
Here we go. Race report.
All right. So this was actually a really exciting finish for the pro category. The first 12 guys finished within 32 seconds of each other. So they were probably... you know, going at it the entire race. And then there was a hill, like a punchy, not even 20-yard hill at the very end. And I wish I could have been there to see the attacks going on this hill, because once you got into this area, they had barriers on either side. So they're almost virtually impossible to pass once you got to that point. So you climb up this last hill, and then you're straight into the barriers. So there could have been some rubbing and shoving going on. So that's pretty cool. And then for the women, another Canadian.
So who won?
Oh,
Jeff Kabush?
So Jeff Kabush. I mean, this dude has been a bike phenom forever. He's an Olympian. He's a Canadian. He took everybody out. So he got it. And then for the women, Katarina Nash, who's also a Canadian Olympian, edged out Rose Grant by only 2 seconds.
Wow.
And to dethrone Olympian Chloe Woodruff for the win. So Chloe had won it the last 2 years.
Now, how does Chloe get a throne and you can't even get a crown?
I know. Well, you know.
So the finish area at Iceman is one of the most festive event finish areas that I've ever been to. There's fires, there's a ride over, there's an announcer, there's a DJ, there's, I don't know, it's crazy. There's food. It's
fun.
It's
you don't
awesome.
Leave. It's warm.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good stuff.
Yeah. So it was a pretty crazy race. And
what happened
and
to
then,
you?
Well,
elephant in the room. I was ready for this.
How many excuses can we go down the list here? No, I mean, come on. I have to be in the Cat 1 Pro category because I'm in that middle land where I can beat out age groupers but get destroyed by these professionals. I mean, these are the chicks that have been winning or getting, you know, podiums at all the Pro XCT races all summer. I look at the lineup, I'm like, oh my gosh, really? So it's tough going in. I wasn't prepared. I got a hamstring injury. Wasn't feeling the pre-ride. But the game is, so here's what happens. We're out there alone. So there's only 20 of us in this category, and we're the only people on the course. So we don't have hundreds of people to work with or pass or anything like that. So what I have done the last 2 years is I hang on to that lead pack for as long as I can until I get dropped. And then I'm in no man's land forever. So I have no one to work with, no one to draft with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so what do? Do you try and drop off earlier with some of the girls that drop off before you so that you can work together? Or do you push it just to see how long you can last with these girls? So in this race, after I got, you know, popped off the back, I ended up catching another girl a couple miles down the way that had gotten popped off later than I did. And she goes, hey, you want to work together? I was like, absolutely, because I'm bored out of my mind right now. And so her and I start taking turns, and then another girl catches us. So now it's the three of us. And at that point, the best we can do is 11th place, so we're out of the money. And in my head, I'm kind of about time. Like, I want to get a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they were doing was trying to get a better place. So what would happen is, like, I took a turn pulling, and then when I was done, they attacked, right? And so they completely dropped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, that was rude.
Bitches.
Right?
That's a funny way to work together.
I was like, really, honey? So anyway, I go, and it takes me about 10 minutes to catch these girls again. So when I get to them, I'm really not in the mood to take a turn to pull.
Derby.
But then what's going on is the girl that was leading was only going about 12 miles an hour. So now we're all kind of just hanging out. We're not even racing. We're just riding our bikes. And I'm thinking, well, I don't want to pull because look what they did to me last time. So I'm watching the clock, and then I'm thinking, why isn't the girl in the middle taking a turn? She never went in the front. And I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to have a crappy time that all these age groupers' times are going to be better than mine. That's not cool. So, but I didn't want to pull. Like, what do you do? And so finally I'm like, forget it. I don't care about the place. I'm just going to take off, knowing that they're going to, you know, they're going to latch on and they're going to pop me off at the end. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't want to come in 15 minutes to 20 minutes after the leaders. Right. So last year, come in 6 minutes off the leaders. This year, come in 15 minutes off the leaders. So it feels worse, but that's what happened. you know, because we didn't work together to try and get better time, or even we might have, if we had worked together better, we might have even caught another two girls that had also gotten dropped.
Sure.
So let
me just do the math. You were 13th.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's pretty freaking good. Yeah, that's a hot field. That's a huge
race.
It was
a stacked field, but I'm still disappointed in how it all went down. You know, and maybe it's more discussion with the girls and saying, "Hey, look, you guys popped me off the back, you know, and you attacked me. Well, I want to work together, but I need you to work with me so we can all get a better time." I don't know. I haven't really had an opportunity to race with that many girls because there aren't enough of us, so they're not around. Like, our speed differentials are so great that we hardly ever even see each other on
courses.
You
guys should have done Rochambeau. You should have stopped, done Rochambeau, figured out who was going to be in 11th, who was going to be 12th, and who was going to be 13th.
Well, at least
then just work together in a rotating pace line.
Exactly.
See?
Well, and at least the chick that got 11th
or figured
was
it
the
out,
one
like,
that was doing all the work. You know, so the chick in the middle that did no work, you know, she tried to pin it too, but the chick who was doing all the work won. So I was like, oh, okay. Right. At least she still took it.
And those two girls are on your Christmas card list or off your Christmas
They're
card
off.
List? All right.
But it was, I mean.
Do you know who they are?
No, not personally.
Do you know where they live? Do you have their social media?
Hey, next up, we have the Snow Crown series, and we're gonna get some people on the phone, and then we're gonna talk some more, and then
one go, baby, go!
It's you. All right. Bring them in.
I know. That's what I'm preaching. I'm cheering myself on for this interview. I'm so excited about it. I've been waiting all my life for this interview. This famous couple that ran away and got married and didn't tell anybody.
That did happen.
we got the Snow Crown series coming up this winter amongst plenty of other fat bike races that are going on. I mean, it seems like they're popping up all over the place, but this particular one has been happening for a couple years, and I know there's more in store, and so we've got George and Sarah Kapitz on the line to tell us more about the series.
Yeah, so it is a four-race series. Our first race is December 16th, and we're pretty excited. We actually have a new race that we are incorporating into it this year, which is called Fat Cupid, and that will be February 11th, and that actually is the only race that you can race in with your significant other, whoever that is. So, Leia, it could be you and me. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
I know.
That could be entertaining.
Now, Leia.
You heard it.
You heard it
right
here
on the Dose of Fat, show number 130.
And we'll take on George and Ryan.
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
Oh, his own.
So, George, does the winner of the series, do they actually get a crown? Is it a paper crown? Is it a made from gold? Is it a
it's
jewel?
Like a painting crown.
Or is it a dental crown?
Burger King crown dipped in snow.
Oh. That'd be nice. You know, it would be really nice is just freeze some water. That would be cool. And then your crown.
Ooh.
Maybe we just came up with a idea for the big. Do you have like a big bowling banquet at the end?
Yeah, we have that in the works for the last race. We plan on having a end of the year season party. We are incorporating, you know, series points this year, so. Overall, we had some great sponsors come on board, 45 North, Belgioso Cheese, Loft and Shove, a couple other different sponsors that are putting out some great prize packages for the series. And I think did we announce that yet, Sarah, or we're about to announce what the prize packages are?
We can announce it here.
Oh, what are they? What are they? What are they?
We can announce some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
What are the kids at home, what can they win?
Well, for the series, we have three categories people can enter in. It's that will be awarded prizes. We have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. We also do have a juniors category. But for the overall prizes, we are pretty excited to announce that for the advanced men's and women's, for first place winners, they can get $500 cash and a $500 gift card to Broken Spoke. So that's $1,000 worth of prizes right there for first place.
Wow.
Yeah. And then second place, we have a 45 North package. And then third place, I-9 Wheels. So that is the advanced category. And then intermediate and beginner, we're still working out second and third. But I can tell you first place for intermediate is $250 cash, a $250 Broken Spoke gift certificate. And then beginner's first place is $100 cash and $100 gift certificate to Broken Spoke Bikes.
All right. How long are these races?
In terms of each
distance
category or?
Yeah, each length or the length of them?
Yeah. Yeah. So how long is an advanced race versus intermediate and beginner?
So I would say on average, advanced race is going to be anywhere from 15 to 20 miles.
Okay.
Intermediate will be in the realm of about 10 miles and beginner will be 5.
How many are you guys typically getting at a race?
Last year we were seeing around 125, I believe.
Yeah.
This year we'd like to see close to 150 to 200 would be awesome.
And is it a mass start?
No, we are doing starts just a couple minutes apart. And then another thing to add is if somebody wants to do this race but they're thinking, I don't even want to do the distance of the beginner course, we actually do have a relay option at each race, with the exception of Fat Cupid, and that will actually have the couples race. So the relay option will be going out with the beginner. So each wave will be about 2 minutes apart.
Right on.
Right on, right on.
And your first race is Shell Track, December 16th, is it?
Yes.
Yep. Yep, and that will remain the same. That race will never change. I mean, that's kind of our kickoff race. It's just fun shenanigans. You can, you know, riders race hard. They drink beer, you know, whatever.
Isn't there a beer shortcut?
Non-drinker.
That's true. For the kids, they can drink root beer.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be beer.
But, yeah, that one's more of like a cyclocross format. Where it's going to be a kind of short race, 30-minute to 45-minute race, and then most riders will do they'll double dip and do the team relay race as well.
Yeah, that is the only race in which the relay is separate from all of the other races or all the other starts.
And I've heard that George he puts on a pretty tough team for the relay race each year.
He sure does, Leah.
Yeah. What happened last year?
Well, I mean, you can't win all your races.
Dude, you race in your own races. That's so old school.
I got something up my sleeve, though, Leah. So,
you guys got to come out. We got to take down George.
Oh, we're...
The relay race is the best part of this whole thing.
Let's do it. Team George is stacked this year, let's just say that.
Did you steal some of my players?
Oh, no. All new players.
No way.
Yep.
Well, all right. What else can you tell us about the series? Why don't you just list the other three races?
So we have, like we said, Shell Track, December 16th. We have Fat Camp, which is January 14th. Cold Wave, which is January 27th. And then Fat Cupid, which is February 11th.
I'm pretty excited for Fat Camp. You know, that's in our hometown, Green Bay. It's held at the reforestation camp the past 2 years. Last year it actually got canceled and we had to reschedule it into a summer or a spring race. Year before that, it was pretty warm weather. We're hoping we get the temperatures we need this year to run it on the course, and it will be actually on the ski trail versus on the single track fat bike loop. I had a chance last year to ride on that ski loop, and it was awesome. It's wide open, it's smooth, it's really like a mini Berkey. It's going to be a great race for beginners and also just an awesome race for advanced. You're not going to get that technical, but you're going to get a lot of the road tactics on it, you know, drafting and...
So Fat Camp, you know, is...
It'll be a good warm-up for the Berkey.
One of our other podcasts is called Fat Camp, so maybe they should go there and run a team. Those guys race.
Yeah, they should.
And anything else after that? We have. Did you list all the races? Did I stop listening?
Yeah, it's got that voice that just will lull you to sleep.
Yeah.
With the beer shortcuts, how many beers do I need to drink before I don't have to ride at all? Is that an option?
Drink and not stay upright anymore.
That's going to take a while.
Well, there are many race series here in Wisconsin, but only one has a crown. It's the Snow Crown Race Series, and it's brought to you by Broken Spoke Bike Studios. And should we say
509
bikes?
Yep. 509 Cycles is a title sponsor for the Snow Crown Series, and we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we're actually 509 Cycles is giving away a bike.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, we are.
So how to win that, the local trail group called Newt, Northeastern Wisconsin Trails, will be collecting raffle tickets for the bike. You'll be able to see the bike on display at each race. Buy raffle tickets for it, and the winner will be drawn at the end of the race, or the last race.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for being our first husband-wife guest on the show.
Ooh.
So welcome. We're high-fiving. We're pretty excited now.
Well, all right. That's the SnowCon Race Series, and you can check our show notes for links, or you can go to our event schedule. Our event calendar, I've been populating it with all the best races, and of course the Snow Crown races are in there.
Yeah.
So check it out. Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back with our special guest, Jay Peterberry, after a word from our sponsors.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program. Tonight, we're very proud to introduce Jay Peterberry. Jay has won every major ultramarathon bicycle crown and is the current ITI 350 champion and a threat to win or podium any race that he toes the line. Please welcome Mr. Jay Peterberry.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. Thanks, guys. G-Lay. Awesome.
So let's get right into the two events that you have planned, Fat Pursuit and your new event, the Pursuit Winter Camp. Let's start out with the race, the Fat Pursuit.
Yeah, sure. So my pursuits have kind of opened up a little bit, and what the winter palette kind of lies is there's a 60K, which is on December 16th, and then I do a 200-kilometer, 200-mile on January 5th and 7th. And then new this year, we launched a winter camp on January 11th and 15th.
Ah, cool.
So, yeah, they're coming right up. Yeah, it's awesome.
So we had interviewed you before about the Fat Pursuit race, and you had a fairly unique, I thought, approach or I guess, core value of that race of teaching and making sure that people can use their gear out there. So is that still a part of your race rules, is that they have to do, that racers have to do checkpoint challenges, and what would those be?
Yeah. So, that's definitely how the pursuits started, with trying to, educate and teach people. So I, having a background in racing myself and seeing what, other events have other rules on making you carry certain things, I might question certain things, and I kind of wanted to just kind of make people use their equipment, because winter cycling, especially endurance cycling, takes on other skills, winter survival, winter camping, and we were always told to have a sleeping bag in some other events or a stove, so I figured, well, let's try to do something to make them use this. So we actually have a mandatory water boil in our long distance 200K, 200 mile event. And that certainly has become a challenge for people. But it's also, a lot of people learn from it and from each other. And And since you have the stuff, you might as well use it.
Well, right on. And the race is held out in the area around that surrounds Yellowstone, right? The Tetons.
Yeah, I call it my backyard series. So, I mean, it's you border Yellowstone National Park. It's an amazing venue. The scenery is unbelievable. The amount of snow, we're always guaranteed snow, some sort of weather. Last year was definitely kind of an epic year with negative 40 at the start of the 200 mile. And, you know, I work with a snowmobile grooming committee. We try to have things groomed, but it snows sometimes every day here. So we do have that. So it's always going to be a question and a challenge.
Right. It could snow 80 inches, right?
Well, down in the flats, they probably get like close to 300.
Oh, man. So what's a huge one-day storm? I mean, it could turn into a slog, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think we understand that in the endurance winter ultras that, like, pushing is sometimes part of what you do. And I actually, we've yet to have the push-a-thon, like maybe I've been involved with up in Iditarod, but I'm sure one of those years will come. But yeah, great venue, great place. The lodge we hosted out of is super unique. It keeps everyone together. There's no place else for everyone else to go because it is the only place to be.
Right on.
Just lots of support from sponsors, and so tons of swag and prizes. And it's also it is a qualifier for the Iditarod Invitational as well.
How do you qualify? Do you have to win it?
No, absolutely not. A finish.
Okay.
So, and that is a really good segue to the winter camp, which is kind of a training session or symposium. I was trying to come up with the correct word, but it also is an ITI qualifier, and you've been partnered with Kathy Merchant from the ITI to in the teaching of this class, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So Katie has been putting on a winter camp up at Iditarod for many years, and it's kind of been something I've been wanting to do here, and we're just really good friends, and she actually comes and volunteers and has competed in the pursuit, and I kind of just, like, threw her down on the table. Hey, well, I'm thinking about doing a camp. Let's just kind of join forces and just do it here in Island Park. It's a natural place to do it. And so that's what we're doing. So, yeah, winter camp, January 11th and 15th, and the structure of that is there's a headquarters house, and we're doing some kind of theory and practice naturally throughout. And we provide a dinner each evening. So we come back to the house, have dinner, but then prepare to also go sleep out. And so there's going to be all aspects, some night riding, learning to use your stove systems, sleeping out, stomping in a proper bivy in the winter, and just all different tricks and skills needed to kind of do some winter camping, winter expeditioning, or in this case, a winter endurance event. So super fun. We only have a few spots left right now, which is super awesome. So the feedback's been great. It's been well received. And I'm really excited for it. So we'll have 4 guides to 15 students. So a really good ratio there.
Excellent.
And we'll kind of break off as need be and just a lot of experience and rotate through. And honestly, these people are going to go walk away with a wealth of knowledge from, I think, some great people. So I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and excellent. If you're thinking about doing Arrowhead or joining in these ultra marathon events, you can learn from one of the best in the world, Jay Pigeberry, at this winter camp. And what are the dates on that again, Jay?
That's January 11th through the 15th.
So 4 days working with people who are very experienced. And now I know Leah's been chomping at the bit here to get in and ask you some questions.
What are some of your tips for staying warm?
Hey,
I mean, I'm telling you, I can't even go 2 hours with my toes ready to fall off. And I even put the warmer in my in my boots. I got the 45 horse. I got the wool. I can't go on long rides.
Are you going to come to the camp, Leigh?
I can't even survive 2 hours, right? So I don't think I qualify for the camp quite yet. But I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at this 200 miler, and okay, 28 hours. That was the winner. How do you? And then you're sweaty, how is this even feasible? Any of this?
I know, 28 hours. It's fast, right?
Are people out there for 3 days?
The whole idea was to make them be out there for a few days. They're not using their sleeping bag enough. That is way too quick.
Oh, my God.
Leah, are you saying I need to make this longer?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you might as well just, at 200, you might as well just go 1,000.
There is a 1,000-mile race.
God. Well, the reality is, people really enjoy to challenge themselves to such a thing. They like to try to figure it out. There's definitely last year. Yeah. I mean, I'm not proud to say or want to brag that only one person finished last year, but a lot of those people are coming back again to try and finish. And it's not meant to be an event that you can't finish, because you can. But yes, winter, when we set a date, it's the date. And so we don't cancel it, we don't move it, we don't postpone it. So that means you have to be ready for anything. And I think that's part of the fun, is trying to figure it out. And, like, I can't honestly say I have a soft spot for seeing someone not get through negative 40, because I guess I've seen enough people that have gotten through it with success and happy and not suffering, and you can do it. There's ways to do it. If you want to do it, if you want to learn about to do it, and you have the desire. But it's not a unachievable goal. And I think it's a really neat opportunity in a neat area to ride some amazing trails and be around some amazing people and just learn about the sport, if that's what you're into.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I was hoping that you'd give us a couple secret tips from the camp while we got you on the air.
Kevin,
secret. So I have no secrets, but certainly getting off your bike and running next to it is going to keep your feet warm.
Oh, okay.
You know, using vapor barriers, plastic bags on top of a liner sock inside your shoe can also help hold some heat.
So it blocks the wind or just holds the heat in?
Or both? It does both.
Yeah. Just a plastic bag.
I don't think you can have too much of that in some instances. And, like, you know, people try to rely on heat packs or chemical warmers, and there's actually there's a way to use those. You can't just kind of stuff them in your feet and expect them to work. You got to have some air to them, manipulate them for a while. They should be warm before you even start to manipulate them so they work. So there's little things that just really add up to better your experience.
And what about, you know, what about our chest, like the top side where we get all sweaty underneath all these clothes? And, okay, in 2 hours, all right, you're done. You can take everything off. But if you're so wet for so many hours, I mean, are they stopping to switch clothes and just dropping them or throwing them in a bag?
Yeah, so there's a couple of aid stations, and you can dry out some things at the aid stations. And
Excuse me, I see your aid station is 78 miles in. Okay.
Is that too close?
I've never even been on my bike for 78 miles. Like, ever. And your aid station isn't until 78 in. I mean, that's got to be 6 hours?
More?
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. We're trudging against snow. Powder. It's probably not even groomed.
So there's certainly a moisture management to be learned and had. And that's part of the game.
That's why you go to this camp.
That's right. Go to the camp, then the event. Or you could just, like, keep
But does your bike have disc brakes? Like...
I have a question. I have a technical question that kind of like goes back to one of the things that we both commented on, the 27.5x4 wheel in a meeting at Saddle Drive, and at that point you had said you hadn't done enough research. Have you done any riding on the new wheel size on, because you ride a Bear Grease, so does Leia ride a Bear Grease. Do you have any like PowerTap data or Strava data to let us know if that's going to be an advantage?
Who? What? No, Strava. So, we did touch this conversation, and I actually have that platform that I turned and looked at. Uh-huh. So I have a new Bear Grease with the 27.5, and I'm really interested to ride it. Like, I'm mainly a snow rider when it comes to fat, so that's where all my knowledge comes from, my experience. Mm-hmm. And I can do that right now, but I'm kind of nursing a surgery, so I'm looking at the bike wishing I was playing and experimenting, but soon enough, ask me at the end of the season, ask me around Arrowhead time.
All right, I'm going to Arrowhead this year, so you'll see my smiling face somewhere along the way.
I know enough by then.
Well, cool. Do you have any other questions for
Mr. What about water
Mr.
bottles
Trey?
Freezing?
Oh, Lay, you need to come here.
and can I ask you about blackberry brandy?
I'm not quite sure of the freezing level of blackberry brandy. But last I checked, water froze, I think it's at 32 degrees, which isn't
very
cold
at all.
Cold.
Yeah.
but water bottles are freezing. We insulate those, or we wear a hydration bladder against our back.
Okay. But what about the hose? Water in the hose. Oh, I guess you kind of would have it in the front, underneath all your gear.
It all depends on how you run it. That's what you learn at the camp.
Man, this camp.
You're coming.
I'm coming.
I don't know. I think that, baby steps, maybe going to Sestina and then maybe Arrowhead and then Fat Pursuit and then ITI.
Yeah.
I will say that the camp is geared towards anybody, seriously, from a beginner first timer to an experienced person trying to gear up to the ITI. We have a great, really excited about the kind of range of people and abilities we have coming. And I think that really complements everything in the learning process. So not to fear. But...
Man, my blood runs hot. I'm Italian.
so you should have no
problems.
I draw
the line at -4.
That explains so much.
Well, Jay, I think that we've covered a lot of ground, and I think that we've lit the fuse on Leia thinking about riding her bike for more. You know, the people who do ultra marathon races and a lot of the Alaskan folks look at the kind of racing that we do down here in the lower 48, and I kind of am making an exception for your race because you have a 200-mile race, but. By and large, around here, at least we'll call it the Great Lakes. Great Lakes racers, and they call it, people riding around in circles. So there's a whole brave new world out there of riding point to point and not riding on groomed trails and route finding and all of the other winter camping skills and winter survival skills that go along with that. And it sounds like Jay has a program for you if you want to learn that thing. So,
is it true that you're getting faster year over year, Jay?
I'm not going to comment. I just like to keep my things to myself that way.
I mean, I'm just curious about if old man endurance is real or just something that the old dudes want to tell themselves on.
I'm just going to keep knocking on wood, It's okay.
Are you hoping for to get more endurance as you get older, Leia?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
Or else it's downhill from here. I peaked.
I'm looking at it from the other side of the slope.
My career was 2 years.
Thanks for coming on the show, Jay. We really appreciate
thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Leah. Yep. Thanks, folks.
We'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Peace out. Cheers.
That was Jay Peterberry.
He's awesome. He's psycho.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, it'll be the news.
The news is brought to you by the Huge Ass Race Series, Wisconsin's best fat bike party. I mean race series. Hammerschlagen, live DJ, ice cold beer, and wheel to elbow winner race action. Visit hugeass.bike.
Yeah. There's dot bike now.
Hugeass.bike?
Hugeass.bike.
Oh. Visit hugeass.bike to get in on the fun.
The show has all the fancy microphones, and we're in a posh office where we have a dog and stuff, but we don't have very good sound effects.
No. We don't.
We're going to work on
that. What are you trying to say?
We have a shitload of empty beer bottles on my side. By the way, can you hand me one of those not empties? Thank you, Leah.
I'm Blue Candy, and this is the Huge Ass Fat Bike Radio News Desk, broadcasting from Spooner, Wisconsin.
Spooner blows!
We're taking you live via satellite to Uncle Gomez's basement out in Jefferson County to check in with the winner of our framed Alaskan Fall Contest, Sean Smith.
Thanks, Leah. We have Sean Small on the fax machine out here in the goat barn. Sean is the winner of our Framed Fat Fall Contest and won a brand new carbon fiber framed Alaskan fat bike. Welcome to the radio program, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, normally I get to tell the winner who won. How did you find out that you won? This contest we did a little different.
I got an email while I was at work.
Oh, right on. So, did they let you pick color and size and everything on the frame?
Yeah, I got to pick color of the frame, the wheels, and I got to choose the size.
Oh, cool. And what color did you get?
I went with the white with black lettering and the white wheels.
Ah, killer. So, have you had a chance to ride the new bike yet?
Unfortunately, no. I got it. As soon as I got it, I was hopping on a plane to go on a family trip. So,
oh, man.
I had to get back to ride it.
And in your email, you mentioned that both your wife and you ride together, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And she rides framed as well?
Yes, she's on a Wolf Track.
Oh, the Wolf Track bike.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, we're happy that we could put you into a nicer bike than your wife rides.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So there you have it. Fat Bikes bringing couples together. Thanks to the folks at Frames Bikes for sponsoring such a fabulous contest. Yes, yes. And now back to Leah and Spinner in the Spooner Studios.
Spooner blows!
Let's pause for station identification.
You're listening to Fat Bike Radio. A la Joy.
Special segment, the Fat Bike Berkey Challenge, Spinner versus Leah. Steel versus carbon. The battle of the sexes, a la Choy.
That's like a double a la Choy.
Double a la Choy, yeah. So yeah, what else is in here? So are you riding gears? Do you know what gears are? Yeah.
I think any? I got a couple gears.
You got a couple gears?
I think it's called a one-by.
Whoa! Oh, one-by. I got a one-by in the front. I got a one-by in the back.
Woo-hoo!
So one-by-one.
Are you going to put...
One-by-one, son!
So isn't this supposed to be about how you're training? Leia's injured, so...
Oh, yeah, blue.
And...
I gotta stop crashing.
I visited the Huge Ass Race series, and...
I had some intel on you, I had spies.
Leia won, but I showed Spinner the picture of your bike with your quick release all in the wrong spot, and I thought, here's the weakness.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That is derby danger.
I don't know.
That is derby danger.
Why does it matter if it's facing front or backwards?
Oh, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it at all. If I was you, I would just keep it where it was.
Yeah, a gnome won't jump up and flick that open as you're going down the big hill.
Mm-hmm. I don't need tires to beat a Viking. Just give me a stride or I'll run him down.
Oh, you could ride a wheelie.
Gnomes are on my side, just so you know.
So, Spinner, have you been hitting it hard? Have you are you doing your climb ladders and your hill repeats and whatnot?
A stretch in the morning when I get up.
He's double fisting.
Yeah, that's about. And we had a challenge here. I think that the race should start as I've always started this race with a Bloody Mary at the Sawmill Saloon,
or a Virgin Mary,
or a Virgin Mary. And you know what
gross.
Comes up?
I will be burping.
Oh yeah,
Bloody Mary the entire race.
Oh, it's gonna be worse when you're behind me and you're smelling my burps.
So how are we gonna work this? How are we? You know, can we talk to the people at the Berkey and maybe get some special penalty box or something for Spinner to get up into that adjacent to the to the. Preferred
on
start
the side of the start.
Le Champions Day.
Yeah, I have one. I already have a penalty box at Angry Minnow.
I'll slow down at the beginning, give him a little handicap.
Yeah.
Give him a sight of what he's never going to see again the rest of the race.
Whatever. I saw it 5 times last year. Yeah, I was racing the cargo bike full of beer. You should have stopped and had one. No.
Special broken spoke cycles hammer pants.
A 509 hammer pants.
With you can't touch this, embroidered.
Yeah, who's going to sponsor bedazzled. That? We need to find a sponsor for that, Gomez.
All right.
Get that logo.
I'm working on it. See how I softened up George when we had him on the phone?
You did. You did.
You look really nice today, George.
He always does. He's so kind. So, he has kind eyes.
That's neither one of you want to come at one another like a spider monkey?
Well, she's mad because I let her dog out. And then the one guy in the studio that hates dogs.
Oh, man. We're after hours, and the dog's in here in the studio locked in. And Spinner walks out, doesn't shut the door. So, of course, Luna goes out. And then the one dude in the building that doesn't like dogs happens to be here. Mm-hmm. He's never here after hours, and all of a sudden we hear yelling, "Whose dog is this?"
He's climbed up on his desk.
I got texts coming in from my friends because he's texting and calling everybody.
Don't worry, Ryan. We're taking good care of Luna.
Yeah, she's alive.
I didn't know there were rules. We're sitting in here. I'm talking. I got earphones on. I'm drinking beers. We're talking on the radio. I didn't know there's rules in here.
Well,
there's dogs.
Well, now you
around.
Know one. Don't let the dog out.
Okay.
Don't let the dog out. So my part of this special segment is going to be to talk about my new bike a little bit. I have an all-black Fatback Corvus FLT. As I like to do, when I get a new bike, I usually take a little trip. So I drove up, and it was the first time I've ever been able to drive a few hours and get real winter. So I drove up to Anago and rode La Roche, and I rode Big O' Plain in Saturday and Sunday. And, I'm loving it. But I tested that bike. You know, it's like this is the twin sister of a bike that I spent a little bit of last winter and most of the summer on, but a little bit lighter. I put in this thing together.
It was a demo?
No, this is actually my bike. Bought this bike.
It wasn't demo at all? So it wasn't like a hooker that you married. This was like a...
This is like the hooker's twin sister.
Okay.
Or something. But it's a bike, not a hooker.
Okay.
So I'm just riding the bike. For them both. I'm not having sex with it.
You pay for them both and then you ride them.
Leia, not that I would know. Leia has a look like my mom on her face. She's like,
I am disgusted by this talk. Get away from the Thanksgiving table.
So yeah, I got my first snow ride in.
I am jealous.
Oh, dude, riding in the snow just freaking rules.
I can't wait for it. I'm sick of this.
Bring on the snow. We need a snow year.
We need a snow. Like you go outside at night right now and you can't see a damn thing. You're waiting for everything to be covered in snow and you can see everything. What's the matter? Why is there no snow?
Light up
global
the night.
Global warming is a son of a bitch.
You know, it's only November, so.
Yeah, but it used to snow on Halloween in Minnesota.
I know. It
Minnesota.
Back when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
In the Ice Age.
400 years ago.
Well, I think it's come that time where we need to say our show this evening.
You don't want to say any more about this bike? Tell us about it. Is it one by?
No, it's a...
Does it have disc brakes?
It does have disc brakes.
And it is way I can't tell by the pictures.
It is a 1x11 that has grip shift.
Grip shift?
Grip shift, yeah.
That's a thing?
It is a thing, and it's vastly improved over previous years. It's 11-speed grip shift, XO, works great. I can shift with just two fingers, just click. Works great. And when you have
to be able to shift with one thumb back in my day.
Bar mitts on there, it really does work quite well. So it's
hydraulic brakes?
Carbon, everything. Hydros, yep, they stuck me with SRAM guide brakes, you know.
Okay.
Then, you know, but they work now. So we'll see how long they go before they need to be bled. But and it's I have carbon wheels, so and the I'm doing some shishi laser engraving on the 100mm head wheels that I have on the Onyx Racing hub, because, you know, going from Otis to this bike is different spacing. So I had to get a new hub shell on the front, and I had broken a spoke, so those wheels probably needed some attention. They were four years old, but still using the same rims.
Can we go back to laser engraving?
Yeah.
Are you putting your name in these wheels?
What are you doing here? No, it's the fatbike.com logo and kind of like checkerboard Vans and the Onyx logo. So it'll just to drive Saab crazy, I'm going to have a black and white checkered front hub and a purple rear hub on that set of wheels. Mm. I also have a set of 80mm Elite Carbon wheels from Reynolds that I'm running right now with black I9 hubs. So then we have a set of Borealis 27.5x50mm that I'm going to try and mount those 27.5x3.8 tires on for some trail mountain bike kind of action. So three sets of wheels, one bike. It's kind of the advantage of...
Man, you guys have gotten to full geek mode again.
No, I'm so checked out.
I'm like, whoa.
Leia's over here with the big doe eyes, and I'm like, he just said math. That was like 3 minutes of math that I was not keeping up with.
I tried to end the show, but they pulled me back in.
Yeah, everybody's like bored right now. They're like, 37, 92, 27, 5s, 13s, and lasers.
So, Professor,
riding in snow.
Charlie Brown.
Here's some hot intel. Those new Husker Dus.
Oh yeah.
In snow, better than I thought they would be. The cake eaters in snow, pretty darn good, but I did crash twice. But that's snow riding, you know, first time snow riding.
Cake eater, like, who's making cake eaters?
That is a terrain tire.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's studdable.
Studdable.
And, you know, if you're listening, Tim, you said you'd send me another one of those, and then I wouldn't have to have that Husker Du on the back. And I'd be all matchy-matchy.
Nice.
Wouldn't you like to see a picture of my bike on my website with your tires?
Plug it.
Shameless.
Plug it.
Shameless begging.
Plug it.
For tires.
Yeah, does anybody else out there make white tires? Is that only on one?
I think that's only
they're only 60
on
bucks a piece, but you got to order them from England, so it's a $60 shipping per tire.
No, V makes some white tires with black walls.
Are they a sponsor?
Yeah, they're a sponsor.
Never mind then.
Now speak freely.
No, I've rode... the V rubber tires and just had problems with them the whole way.
They've gotten better.
Have they?
Yeah.
They have a small block 8 or a small whatever their V8. Maybe it's a V8. Yeah. I didn't mind those, but the other ones have a lot of self-steer and I just don't want to.
Didn't you have a problem with the last bike you got? You kind of like your window is small.
Yeah, I have a very small window.
Yeah.
I have a...
He's picky.
I'm picky.
Yeah.
I know what I like.
Like, back off the bike,
off the bike.
So getting away.
Because they're nitpicky on your bikes.
Well, no, I have a certain riding style, and it doesn't work with everything. And that's kind of the thing. So, yeah, like
gears.
I found out. Yeah, gears suck. You got to figure out. You got to shift. You got to get in this thing. You got to stand up. And you stand up too hard. You don't shift enough. I actually raced
You can't do it half in the bag.
I raced a geared bike this last weekend, and I broke the chain. I had to run the fucker in. I got,
ooh.
Yeah, that's not fun.
There you go, complaining about the bike again.
I got second. I got second. If I have to pass you at the Berkey running a bike, I hope you're going to
be. I'm telling you, I'll beat you on a Strider.
She's... Challenge accepted. I have a chance. I have a chance. You heard it. You heard it here, folks. Yeah.
Well, is that with the, do the head? Will they let you race the Berkey?
That'd be funny. I hope you pull up. Are you going
to
wear a costume? Like an
to
Elsa?
The Berkey?
Yeah, nobody does that. That'd be silly.
Yeah. Well, she has a kit, dude.
Yeah.
Can I have a team I race for?
What?
You know what that
can
is?
I have a team I race for? If I can have a team I
you
race
can
for,
you can be on
have...
our team.
Doesn't your team?
We take all sorts of amateurs.
I can't be on your team. I think your team tries. We can't be on one of those. So
team quitter.
Team give a shit. No, we don't. That's not my. That's not my style. I'm on team Sawmill Saloon.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wildcat Groomer Sawmill Saloon, and we just need one other, like, Brickyard Cafe or something from Cable.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a team.
The Rivers Eatery.
Oh, the Rivers. Yeah. Yeah. The
I drank them out of beer pizza. A few times.
All right. Well, we have digressed into, local colloquial cable cuisine, so...
And I'm going to be stuck with these jokesters for another hour, probably.
Well, we only have, we're down to what, three beers?
No way. Yeah. There's more beer.
Is my sponsor Carbon 4 Oaktober? Oops.
Make sure to check us out on Instagram at fatbike.com.
Hey, our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com. They have wool. I just read it on the internet. They have wool.
They have wool again. Is it Merino wool again?
It's Danny Merino wool. Hey, you know what? We'll just close with this thought. I just got, I'm getting a new pair of socks that's going to be made from buffalo. Take that. That's how you keep your toes warm.
Actually, Spinner gets to end.
Yeah, he does. Till the
sweet dreams, bitches.